Welcome to the family here on Purple Mafia. I am your host, Paladino Joey, or Joey Owygen. Purple Mafia is available on all of your favorite podcasting apps. I thank each and every one of you once and always for downloading and listening to this show. It is a great pleasure to be back aboard with you once again today, as we are now ready to enter the preview for the Minnesota Vikings and the NFL Draft for 2024. That's right, here we are, the NFL Draft preview, and that's what I like to believe that well, I have a kind of an idea where the Vikings might be heading, though I guess you never completely know. The 11th and the 23rd pick, still the Minnesota Vikings property. We'll see if the Vikings ultimately end up trading up for number 3, 4, or 5, which are the likely positions where the Minnesota Vikings will head. At the time of the last episode, we were talking about the Vikings probably trading up to number 3. Now it seems more like 4, 5, 6-ish, that type of thing. So you might go from Drake May possibilities to a J.J. McCarthy. It does feel like the top three picks will all be quarterbacks at the end of the day. So you're looking at a possibility of Williams, Daniels, and possibly, you know, Jaden Daniels and Drake May possibly going 1, 2, 3 to three teams that are, you know, well, they're like, how often are you going to have a top three pick in the NFL draft? I've never seen the Vikings take a top three pick in the draft. Oh, yeah, I guess Matt Khalil. But that didn't work out so great, did it? So, funny how that works out, huh? But anyhow, it's a golden opportunity for the Minnesota Vikings to hopefully, finally, get a franchise quarterback. We had Fran Tarkington. You could say Tommy Kramer was a bit of a franchise quarterback. And really, since then, it's been kind of a battle. You know, you had the Rich Gannons. You had the Wade Wilsons, of course. Much sooner after Tommy Kramer being oft injured and such and alcohol problems. You had, again, like I said, Rich Gannon after Wade Wilson. And the Vikings gave up on him way too quickly. Big mistake there, as you noticed, if you're an NFL fan from back in those days. Moving on to his MVP year with the 49ers, the Oakland Raiders at the time, getting back to the Super Bowl. Then you end up taking Culpepper. That was good for a little while. Felt like a franchise quarterback. But the guy couldn't hang on to the frickin' ball, and he made some decisions that were questionable at times. That was kind of some of the conversation leading into drafting Dante Culpepper, but I guess he was the closest thing to a long-term franchise quarterback, pretty much leading up to today, from Tarkington to Culpepper to today, pretty much. Brett Favre, obviously a franchise quarterback, but he was 40. You know what I mean? What are you going to do? And then, unfortunately, as great as he was, there was always that possibility he might choke at the last second. After some playoff success, where Warren Moon just couldn't even win playoff games. It was depressing, like you wouldn't believe. But obviously great success in the CFL in the past for Warren Moon. And of course, he also got here like not too long under 40 as well. That's kind of our history in a lot of ways. Then you have, who did we have after Bridgewater? Oh, well, Ponder, he's the franchise quarterback. Sure he was, not even close. Then you had Matt Castle, the bridge quarterback leading to Teddy Bridgewater. Maybe a franchise quarterback, maybe not. He was heading in the right direction and had the devastating knee injury. I mean, I could go on and forever and ever and ever. Then you had Case Keenum with the miracle magic carpet ride season of 2017. Obviously, you had Sam Bradford along the way in between and such after the after the Teddy Bridgewater injury. Sam Bradford looked, you know, up and down. He was okay, this and that. And then he looked for a minute like a franchise, and then next minute, no. Knee injuries from his past kind of reared their ugly head and kind of came back and messed up his season. But again, like I said, Case Keenum's magic carpet ride. Then you sign a guy to, too much money. He's a franchise quarterback, but he kind of never really was. He kind of was and he kind of wasn't. That'd be, of course, Kirk Cousins, who was pretty much more about the money than anything else. He could play a bit. He had a special skill. He could throw the ball. He was accurate. But at the same time, he just didn't have the feeling of a player that was going to ever get you over the hump. So here we are now. Sam Darnold signed in. He's the quote-unquote bridge quarterback. He's the Matt Castle of today. And what are we doing now? Are we going to take a franchise quarterback? Is it going to be J.J. McCarthy? Drake May, possibly? Are we going to look at Bo Nix? Are we going to look at Michael Penix, who has an even better arm than I thought. That was quite interesting. So we're going to look at all those quarterbacks And after that, we're going to mess around with some draft simulator and have some fun, that type of thing. And that's what I like to do, and kind of look at other possible players along the way. The Vikings might be interested, possibly, outside of some of the stars and such. But more or less, I'm not a overall draft expert. I'm more or less doing my heavier research in these top picks, but potential top pick area. You know, like the Vikings trading up or hanging around 11, that type of thing, that type of deal. So how's it going to turn out? Well, we're not sure, but odds are the Vikings will be trading up at some point. And a lot of the mock drafts will tell you that. So let's look at the players, shall we? Let's get the drum roll, please. A guy that I'm a big fan of course, definitely a lot of you as well might be, won the national championship, of course, with Michigan. That would be quarterback, if I ever get there, J.J. McCarthy of Michigan. He's a junior, 6'3", 202 pounds. Pretty mobile, honestly, and able to escape pressure and buy time to make a play. A little bit of Brady there when it comes to like making a play, but no, he's more mobile than Brady. Able to hit receivers while pressured and while scrambling. West Coast-style quarterback. He loves his tight end. That would be Loveland when he was in Michigan. Able to hit receivers in stride, like I said. Good arm strength. Not spectacular, but pretty good arm strength. Definitely has franchise leader in his future as he won the national championship. And he actually has a little bit of Joe Burrow in him. That's kind of what I saw out of J.J. McCarthy. I may talk about a bit more in detail. But yeah, I saw a little bit of Joe Burrow in J.J. McCarthy, though, of course, a smaller sample size than what Joe Burrow may have had in college. And that's why he was able to go number one overall in the draft. Pardon me, where odds are that J.J. McCarthy is not going to be going number one overall. He is kind of the X factor in this draft in so many ways. Could he go as high as number two? Could he go as low as number 11 to the Minnesota Vikings standing pat? That type of thing. Could it be something weird like that where the Vikings end up standing pat and taking J.J. McCarthy at 11? Odds are very much against that, though a lot of mock drafts had the Vikings taking J.J. McCarthy at 11 in the past. Some actually still may have that going on, and we're going to look deeper into that shortly. But I don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, I would not be disappointed if the Vikings wound up with J.J. McCarthy, and that's what we're going to be talking about in the draft review coming up at the beginning of May and at the end of April, that type of thing. The draft review, which sometimes is the most listened to podcast of the season, unless the Vikings get to the NFC title game or something. That type of deal. Maybe it's the game leading to the NFC title game, though it's been a while since we've done something like that. The one that a lot of people thought was going to be the guy when the Vikings had a possibility of trading up to number three with the New England Patriots. Now it sounds like the Patriots aren't going to be making that deal, but Viking brass does feel confident that there is a plan in place. Like, this isn't going to be something we're going to be scrambling and going, uh-oh, now what do we do? It's not going to be crazy like that, like, say, Gerson Rosas with the Timberwolves years ago when he traded up for the sixth pick thinking that Garland was going to be available, the point guard was going to be available, and then, oh, darn, Cleveland took him at number five. Oh, shoot. Well, we'll take this Culver guy. We'll take Jared Culver, who couldn't shoot worth a lick, and he's basically a backup point guard at best, where Garland's been a starting point guard for a pretty good Cleveland team in the NBA. I don't get the vibe that this is a Gerson Rosas situation. Like, why make the trade to get the 23rd pick? Why trade up and give up assets to get the 23rd pick if there wasn't some type of plan with that 23rd pick, possibly already in place? Like, okay, if we can get this pick and we could package that with 11, we're going to have kind of a secret handshake deal for number 3, 4, 5, that type of deal. So we're going to have to wait and see. But it sounds like there's a plan in place. They sound very confident, very comfortable with what's going to happen. It's not like, there must have been some kind of plan in place. And so far, this offseason, I mean, you know, in the past, you looked at the off seasons with Kwesi, and it was like, kind of shaky, kind of questionable, where it looks like the questions now are, you know, the questions are gone. He seems a lot more competent than he was leading into the first 2 years as the general manager of the Minnesota Vikings. Obviously, the Lewis Cine draft pick had a lot of us just like, I mean, he wasn't even on my bleeping radar. You know how I do these every year? I put up about 5, 6, 7 players, that type of thing, where I have some conversations to talk about, like, realistic players that are going to be coming to Minnesota, possibly. Realistic players that could be coming to Minnesota if it's a trade up, or you kind of hang around where you're at, or maybe trade, you know, God forbid, trade down. But I don't see this Vikings team trading down. I think it's the polar opposite this time around. So be happy about that. Now we don't have to, like, say, wait all night for the 25th pick, 30th pick. And then all of a sudden, right, here comes the pick. Trade. And we'll see you tomorrow night. And it ain't Kirby Puckett leading the Twins to Game 7. It's we traded down into Day 2, and it's just freaking awesome. It's so exciting. We waited all night for our pick, and we got to be told that we're trading into tomorrow night. It's freaking awesome. Anyhow, Drake May, quarterback, North Carolina sophomore, 6'4", 230, a bit more raw, but definitely some talent there, to say the least. Able to be an innovative under pressure. He hits receivers with accuracy and stride. Very athletic and able to turn on the Jets given the opportunity. Good strong arm, able to make the play down the field. His mobility and ability to improvise under pressure should help him translate very well to NFL stardom. He has some Josh Allen to him where, again, yes, he takes some risks. But also that no fear and willingness to get the ball to a receiver to keep the chains moving actually shows a little bit of... Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, I know. I'm not comparing him to Patrick Mahomes. But remember how frustrated and pissed off I was? Over and over and over again. Just ask Paul Tune over his can if it was sitting just a few feet away from me during the Super Bowl when it looked like the 49ers had those SOBs stopped. And then Mahomes would come up with some magic play at the last second. He'd get rid of the ball and hit a receiver to move the chains, be it that stupid idiot tight end. Yeah, I don't even want to say his name anymore. I'm tired of looking at him and thinking about him. But hitting that stupid idiot tight end for another first down. Drake May does have a bit of that in him. But Drake May is one of those type of stocks. Like, say, we're talking about stocks here. J.J. McCarthy is a comfortably rising stock. Comfortably rising, which could lead to something special. As your patience and as your patient and all that, and you feel comfortable, this and that, and you believe that there's something there. There's absolutely something there, especially when you have a quarterback whisper for your head coach, or so we'd like to believe we do. We absolutely would. That's like a comfortable stock that keeps moving up, kind of like, I don't know, I won't compare a stock to him. But then Drake May's the stock where there's these two indicators. Well, it's a single indicator, but there's a high one and a low one called Bollinger Bands in the stock market, where it kind of has the general direction of where the stock could be going, like the high version and the low version of where the stock could be, and it generally stays in those Bollinger Bands, right? Unless it's some kind of a crazy day where there's a lot of pressure one way or another, a lot of volume and leading to a whole lot of momentum up and down, so to speak, for the stock. But then there's a stock that's about to go crazy one way or another. And the Bollinger Bands, one of them points straight up and one points straight down. And it's like, ooh, this is a very volatile situation. You might come in with a ton of money from this stock and you might end up losing a fortune. That's Drake May when it comes to this. Obviously, the positive side of Drake May could take you to a Super Bowl, possibly. If Drake May hits his ceiling and he is beyond, way beyond what people, obviously, like, if he's... Like, if he hits the stardom side, he could take you to a Super Bowl title, possibly, not just to a Super Bowl. And he could also get you fired. He could also be Ryan Leaf. That's the other thing. And there's NFL experts, draft experts and such, that have been saying that Drake May is the kind of guy that could get you fired. So, interesting thought process. That person was Merrill Hodge. Drake May is the kind of player that will get you fired. That's Merrill Hodge. I forget who was he down on not too long ago. Oh, yeah, that stupid, crazy guy, Johnny Manziel. Basically, like, he's not going to do anything in the NFL. And, like, three-fourths of the population was like, Johnny Manziel is going to be a star in the NFL. Cleveland finally got lucky. Something good's going to happen. And Johnny Manziel was a complete, utter bust. He was Cade McNown, basically. not Josh McCown, like the guy we have, to possibly coach Drake May, as there was a connection with him. And then, of course, so that's where a lot of people may think that the Vikings are trying to land Drake May in this draft. And, again, if Drake May does reach the potential that some believe he can get, that's a Super Bowl quarterback. The other side is he could be Ryan Leaf. He could be Peyton Manning. He could be Ryan Leaf. Obviously, two different players. Drake May is definitely not a Peyton Manning type, necessarily. But there is definitely something there that could end up taking you very far. J.J. McCarthy is a proven winner, so I'm a big fan, and I really liked what I saw. Obviously, with the Joe Burrow, like, similar to Joe Burrow. That's kind of what I see. But Drake May's comparison, the high-end comparison is Josh Allen. The low-end comparison could be a Ryan Leaf. So we're going to have to wait and see with that. Michael Penix Jr., he was a senior at Washington. He's one of the older quarterbacks, one of the older prospects in this draft. Washington, 6'3", 213 pounds, multiple ACL injuries. He lost the national championship game and was a bit of a drama queen a bit with the sore ribs and such. Like I was saying, he kept displaying it over and over and over during the game. Kind of a drama queen a bit, so that was a little bit annoying for fans to see. But one thing that's pretty interesting when you consider multiple ACL injuries, I believe, due to both of the different knees, he was number one in the nation at avoiding sacks. That's insanely impressive. He's also left-handed, so a little Steve Young action going on there. Great arm strength. See, he got good arm strength, good arm, not bad, blah, blah, blah. And then you get to Michael Penix Jr. Great arm strength. Every time he threw the ball, I just kept saying, whoa, whoa, as I was researching and watching video on Michael Penix Jr. in preparation for the show. It just kept coming out of my mouth. Whoa. So, very nice spiral as well. If you want a vertical game, this is the guy. And someone with the ability to avoid sacks is pretty impressive. And, you know, I mean, it's something we've needed forever. It just kind of sucks that he's had multiple ACLs. And can that rear its ugly head and shorten the guy's career? Possibly. Look at Sam Bradford. His career was short. Sam Bradford's career was short, but you know, he had franchise quarterback talent. I believe Michael Penix Jr. does have franchise quarterback talent. He reminds me of Randall Cunningham with a much faster release. Because Randall Cunningham had a very slow release. That was part of his undoing and one of the reasons he wasn't really a winner when it came to postseason. You could kind of see where the ball was going, and he was prone to, you know, turnovers and such. Michael Penix Jr. has an incredible, incredible skill set. But again, can he stay healthy long enough? Can he last a long time in the NFL? We've been through hell when it comes to quarterbacks getting hurt, going all the way back to Tommy Kramer. Heck, even Fran Tarkenton at the end of his career broke his leg. That was pretty devastating. 77 team, we thought maybe could do something after losing the Super Bowl to the Raiders. Obviously, it would have been, I don't know, we would have been lucky to win any Super Bowl. Everybody was getting older. It was kind of like the window was already closing a bit and freaking sucked. Not that I was there to see it, but I mean, you're just putting two and two together there when you look at history. Yeah, he has a bit of Randall Cunningham because he is mobile, like Cunningham. Not insanely mobile, but he is mobile. And again, the way the ball just sails out of his arm, and he does have a much, much faster release than Randall Cunningham. If, and that's a big if, he stays healthy, has franchise quarterback potential, especially with the weapons here. Yeah, the mobility is there, but it's all about the arm with Michael Penix Jr. Like, he is a guy with a lot of arm. Again, Randall Cunningham-ish. Not Michael Vick. He's not there to, run up and down the field like 80 yards here and there. That might be another guy that could be going really high in the draft. We'll have to wait and see there. But Michael Penix Jr., definitely an intriguing option at the quarterback position. Maybe he is the guy. And you could easily stay at 11 and probably get Michael Penix Jr., hoping to, you know, getting cute and everything and hoping to trade down or wait for the 23rd pick on Michael Penix Jr. You're going to be disappointed because he's probably going to get taken at some point along the way before you get to 23. Someone will probably try to beat you to him first. So, I don't know. If Michael Penix Jr. is the guy, then I guess stand pat at 11 and take him there. You should be okay there, but I guess you never know with that son of a gun in Denver. But that would be Sean Payton, of course. Bo Nix, Oregon Trail. Just kidding, senior. Great statistics, absolutely unbelievable numbers. But he is one of the older players in the draft at 24. Amazing stats as a senior with 45 touchdowns and only 3 interceptions. And for Oregon, this isn't like some tiny little school. This isn't, I don't even know. This isn't like Boise State or something. No offense to the Mountain West, but I mean, again, this is Oregon. You know, they're pretty big time. Nice arm strength, solid mobility. He's got a great spiral on his throws. He's got a good rollout. He's good on the rollout, throwing while moving. He's very, very, very accurate with the right weapons around him. Could have a very successful career. Notice I'm not like, wow, franchise quarterback, because no, I don't think so. But maybe. He sort of reminds me of a more mobile version of Troy Aikman compared to Brett Favre by some. I don't know about that. Maybe a more mobile version of Troy Aikman, but again, Aikman did have great weapons around him. His accuracy was legendary, and that's why Troy Aikman became a Hall of Fame quarterback. And again, the weapons around him and all that definitely helped. When you have an offensive line like that, Troy Aikman rarely had to worry about sacks. Again, great statistics by Bo Nix, but it's just nothing about him really stood out to me that my God, we got to get Bo Nix. Like, this is the best kept secret in the draft. You know, I mean, I'd even take him at 11. No, I would not take him at 11. Maybe at 23. More than likely, if we were just kind of like, oh, what the hell, and we want to get all these defensive players or whatever the heck in the first round, Bo Nix in the second round might have been nice. But I don't know. If you want a franchise type of quarterback and this is the year to do it, that type of thing, I don't think Bo Nix is a guy. I don't know. I'm just not as high on him as others might be. Some people really do like him. Some people are in love with Michael Penix Jr. And some people are in love with J.J. McCarthy. Not many people are in love with Drake May necessarily. They know the talent's there, but there's a risk. There's definitely a risk. It's that Manning, Ryan Leaf type of deal where tread carefully. Tread carefully. You know, you just don't know. Jaden Daniels is a senior. I don't know why I'm saying junior. He is a senior, was a senior in college, LSU. 6'4", 210. 6'4", 210, lanky, very lanky, so kind of that Cunningham type of a body. Lanky, very mobile and athletic. Very shifty while on the run or in short yardage situations. Pretty good arm and able to hit receivers on fades and such. Opts to run very often, at least he did in college. He ran a lot. A very capable arm with accuracy, yes. The million-dollar question with talent like this, is he Michael Vick or Justin Fields? You know, so far Justin Fields has been an okay player who is pretty much just an athlete. So far. He's a capable quarterback, and we'll see what happens with the Pittsburgh Steelers when it comes to Justin Fields. I do believe I talked about that in the last episode, that Fields had become a Pittsburgh Steeler along the way. Is he Michael Vick, a potential franchise, like superstar type of a guy? Not that Michael Vick really achieved what a lot of people thought he would, but as a dazzling athlete. And then, of course, obviously, there was that off-the-field nonsense with the dogs. That kind of derailed his career, unfortunately. Did come back with the Eagles and was pretty good there, but again, not as good as he was with the Falcons and potentially what he could have been, this and that, if he could have kept his mind on the NFL rather than on other things off the field that I don't want to get into. I just don't want to. It's old news now, and I don't want to get into it. Jaden Daniels is an incredible athlete. We're talking supreme athlete. Could he go as high as to Washington? Could he even go to the Bears? Could he wind up with the Patriots? Or could he wind up in Minnesota? Apparently, he is very, very interested in playing for the Minnesota Vikings. So that's kind of cool. Obviously, he's really talented. I was saying, you know, again, not that Fields is junk, but his legs have been more valuable than his arm thus far in the NFL. And if you're a quarterback, you need to be good at throwing the ball. My general comparison is Lamar Jackson. It should be a hell of a talent, yeah. So, like, Lamar Jackson is probably a closer overall comparison, which is a really good one. But at the same time, you know, I mean, Lamar Jackson, one minute, he looks like one of the best players on the planet. And the next minute, it's like, again? You lost again? Come on, man. You lost in the playoffs again? Come on, dude. I think I'm sorry, Baltimore was way better than Kansas City all year. So to see them blow it at home like that was disgusting. And, you know, and Lamar Jackson was the starting quarterback for that team, and he didn't make the big plays that were needed. So, but hopefully Jaden Daniels can become a guy that will make the big plays, and then he's like a better version of Lamar Jackson, like a lot of the similar capabilities and such, and strengths and talents. But he should be a hell of a talent. I mean, there's a reason why he could go as high as number two, even maybe even number one, but probably not. Probably Williams is going to be the safe pick there, number one. That's why I'm not even going to talk about him. He's going to the Bears or the Redskins, Commanders or whatever they're going to call him. But, no, Daniels should be a hell of a talent. A guy that's been thrown around, you know, people like him and this and that. Spencer Rattler. I keep saying senior. That's what class he was. South Carolina. Boy, we talk about South Carolina a lot when we talk about the NFL draft, especially at quarterback, don't we? Well, he has some mobility. He's capable arm, high IQ. He does have a high IQ. Looks like a legitimate NFL quarterback that can understand how to run an offense. Creative on option plays. His mobility helps on rollouts and scrambles to find receivers. Not a supreme athlete, but mobile enough to make the chain to move the chains when needed. And he's good at eluding sacks. Yes, he is very good at that, actually, which is nice. Another one, again, kind of like Bo Nix in a way where, you know, not because how he looks or anything like that, just kind of like Bo Nix in a way where you're not like franchise guy. You know, he could be a nice starting quarterback in the NFL. In fact, there's a pretty good chance he will be a solid starting quarterback in the NFL, but not that franchise changing, you know, see you in the Super Bowl and the NFC title game type of thing. I'll see you in the NFC title game as the year progresses. Not necessarily, but who knows? Maybe he is that guy. But right now, I'm not so sure. Him and Bo Nix, I think, are two guys I'd probably be a little disappointed if that's who we wound up with. Probably, depending on how the draft really goes, this and that. But I'd probably be a little disappointed if Bo Nix or Spencer Rattler were the guy. But I guess I would hope for the best and to believe that our quarterback whisper of a head coach really does see something in this guy, whoever this guy is, and can bring out the best of him. And maybe they're right and everyone else is wrong, that kind of thing. And you know what? More power to you if you are right and everybody else is wrong. I mean, that's why you get paid the big bucks, is to hopefully be the guy that can do that. Should the Vikings opt to possibly look at Michael Penix Jr. at 23 or something like that, or trading up from 23 to get Penix at, I don't know, 19, I'm just messing around, and you really want to get that defensive tackle, Byron Murphy the second, which is junior, out of Texas, 6'1", 308. He was able to get into the backfield. He really uses his body and creates trouble for runners trying to get through, even as he's being blocked. He's a dual threat with his quickness and ability to get sacks, along with stuffing the run. Gets the job done in traffic. He's a bit like Linval Joseph. Again, like, yeah, big, you know, nose tackle type of guy, but he also is capable of getting some sacks as well. I don't think he's a three technique. He's more of a nose tackle, obviously, but at least that's what I saw. That's what I saw from Byron Murphy Jr. out of the Texas Longhorns. Fun fact is he also scored a touchdown on a screen versus my Wyoming Cowboys, as I like the Wyoming Cowboys and the Gophers, of course. Notice they're both gold and maroon and gold colored, so that's a common denominator between Wyoming and the Minnesota Gophers. So, Mountain West Conference, yep, you know, that type of thing. But Byron Murphy Jr., yeah, I mean, who knows? Maybe the Vikings do opt to go defense, and I think a lot of people would love to have Byron Murphy Jr. on Minnesota, but would be a bit disappointed as well should the Vikings not wind up with a franchise type of quarterback at the end of the day. My personal prediction is the guy is J.J. McCarthy. At this point, that's just my guess that it's going to be J.J. McCarthy. And I'll make my official endorsement in a minute. You can probably guess where I'm going, but I don't know. Maybe you can guess. I don't know. But I want to look around at mock drafts and such. There's also the simulator. Want to look at that as well. But let's look at how the mock drafts are going. A lot of people have the Vikings trading up with Arizona, trading up with the Los Angeles Chargers, this team, that team. What happened? Where is everything? So let's go to CBS again. I always kind of wind up there somehow, some way. It's usually because they got have multiple mock drafts. You have Caleb Williams, numero uno to the Bears, Jaden Daniels to the Washington, whatever they are. Marvin Harrison's going to Arizona. McCarthy quarterback to the... Well, where's the trade? Who's it? Yeah, Minnesota. Okay. So Vikings trading up to number 5, J.J. McCarthy. Yep. So, yep. And you're noticing I'm not bellyaching about it. No, I'm not. I'm nodding in approval. Vikings do this, I'm happy. Vikings trade up to number 5 with the Los Angeles Chargers to take J.J. McCarthy. And how ironic would that be, too? Because, obviously, you know, yeah. Jim Harbaugh, head coach of Michigan, now the head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers, you trade with them to get his quarterback. It's just kind of funny. But they do have Justin Herbert. I mean, and he's getting paid a fortune. That was the other strange, crazy scenario where the Vikings actually trade for Justin Herbert and take on the big contract, but also a potential franchise quarterback. What does the CBS mock draft say? There are multiple quarterbacks that we are in love with just on an outright basis, Vikings GM Kwesi Adofo-Mensah said this week. Based on everything that has transpired during the pre-draft process, I have to believe J.J. McCarthy is one of them. Yeah, I think it is too. I think he's one of them, and honestly, I do believe the most likely scenario is the Vikings wind up with J.J. McCarthy in a trade-up, more than likely. I don't think we're going to stand pat at 11 or anything crazy like that. Let's see, where do people go after this? I'm just kind of curious. Yeah, Blaiato Latu was a guy I wanted to look at. He's been as low as like 30-ish, and he's been as high as 19 and such. Heck, he was as high as 11 to the Vikings in the past. I still remember that. So Byron Murphy II, they have him going 23rd here. Mock trade from the Vikings. Okay, so the Chargers wind up with him, interestingly. Okay, that sounds cool. Interesting. Oh, yeah, who would go 11th? Who would the Chargers take at 11? J.C. Latham, offensive tackle. Yep, okay. Yep, to help with Herbert. Yep. No problem. Understood. No Michael Penix. He's going to slip into the second round? All right. Okay, if that's what you say. Yeah, and he might. He might slip into the second round, but there's a pretty good chance he goes higher than that. So, I don't know. It's one of those where they say, if you're in love with Michael Penix, just take him at 11. You know, don't take a chance of losing him, and you wind up scrambling to take the next Christian Ponder. I don't know. Which the Vikings did. They reached in 2011 to take Christian Stucks Ponder. So, I don't know why what is going on. We have a frozen computer here. No, the computer's not frozen, but the browser is, and that's really annoying. I'll get to the thing in a second. The simulator. I always wind up with Walter Football. These are all over the place, the Walter Football. And he's got more ads than Hines has pickles. He has Drake May going number 2. Interesting. Number 3 would be Jaden Daniels. He just flipped those guys around. No trade up for the Vikings so far, but McCarthy hasn't been taken. Okay, Vikings trade up with the who are we trading with? The Giants. Okay, those are the Giants to get J.J. McCarthy. Have you noticed a common denominator here? J.J. McCarthy, J.J. McCarthy, J.J. McCarthy, J.J. McCarthy, J.J. McCarthy. So there's a pretty good chance the Vikings quarterback will be J.J. McCarthy, and I'm not going to be disappointed if that's the case. 11th pick to the Giants, Latham. Yep, that's Latham again from Alabama. So, yep, would the Giants be willing to do that? They are paying Daniel Jones a lot of money. So it kind of is what it is, but will the Giants also say, we don't care, we're going to figure out something? I don't know if they even can do that, but I suppose they kind of can. The Ringers 2024 mock draft, pretty looking website. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Drake May to the Patriots, not to the Vikings. No trade up yet. Okay, J.J. McCarthy to the Vikings at number 7. Are you noticing a common denominator? Now number 7, huh? Number 7. I forgot who number 7 was. Which I really, that's terrible that I would forget. But I mean, I'm just blanking because I know the Giants are 6. The Chargers are 5. The Cardinals are 4, blah, blah, blah. So number 7. Yep. Okay, well, just go to number 11. You'll figure it out. Okay, the Tennessee Titans, apparently. Okay. So Vikings would actually trade number 7 to take, yes, like I said, J.J. McCarthy. Are you noticing a trend here? Have you figured it out yet? Have you figured out what the trend is? Okay, so the team most likely to trade up for a quarterback as it stands in mid-March is the Minnesota Vikings. They have everything you need for quarterback development, a great offensive mind in Kevin O'Connell, playmakers in Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison, and T.J. Hockenson, but of course you got to have his knee recovering completely with multiple tendon tears, the ACL and MCL tear. Pretty sucks, man. Let's continue. A relatively solid offensive line. Another critical factor, they have time. Yeah, we do. For the most part, except for signing Justin Jefferson to $500 million. But more reason to get a rookie quarterback as soon as possible here. O'Connell and GM Kwesi should feel confident that they'll have a couple seasons to build around McCarthy, bringing the 20-year-old along at his own pace. I agree. Yeah. Yep. Do you notice something that I'm approving this every single time I see it? Did you ever notice that one again? Tankathon NFL mock draft. Let's go to Tankathon for fun. J.J. McCarthy's going to the Giants. You suck. Quinyon Mitchell. So this one doesn't have any trades, I guess. Well, that's exciting. Yeah. Tennessee is number 7. Oh, this is real exciting. Yay. We get to stay at 11 and take a cornerback. Do you really think the Vikings are going to take a cornerback? Are you for real, guys? And then Michael Penix Jr. Okay, 23rd. Yep, so 23rd, Michael Penix Jr. So there's a difference one right there. 36 touchdowns, 11 INTs for the guy with the crazy arm coming out of Washington and all that cute stuff. So, okay, there's a change. The Vikings stand pat after the 23rd pick, and obviously we're not taking Bo Nix in the second round. Oh, we don't have a second round pick. This thing goes for a while, interestingly. When do the Vikings pick next? Like 900th? Come on. What is this? I don't know. They just don't pick for a while. But so Tankathon is the Vikings taking Penix at 23. Okay, the guy with the big, big, big old arm. NFL mock draft database. Okay, I'm going to go there in a segundus. Yep, so there's the mock draft simulator on the database. Let me look at this one really quick. There's the database mock draft. Caleb Williams. Okay, we got it. Why is it? What the hell is this? Oh, it's like showing everybody's opinion. How exciting. Can't we show somebody besides... Can't you show someone else besides... Oh, my Lord. Okay, those are the top three picks, and it's the same three guys over and over and over and over and over. I want to see everything else. Oh, I see. You just got to click on it. Underdog Fantasy, let's have fun with that one. View the mock. So it's a link, I guess. No trade up for the Vikings yet. Okay, now we go to eighth overall pick for who do the Vikings trade up for at eight? Who? Anyone? J.J. McCarthy, yep. Dallas Turner. So it's with the Atlanta Falcons now. Kirk Cousins' club. He's now wants to retire Falcon, and he's so proud to be a Falcon, and he's going to take them to the Super Bowl. And thank you. Thank you for reminding us the exact same things you said here. You might as well say tough guy. Tough times don't last. Tough guys do, like you said, 55 times in Washington and a few times here as well. So, yep, it's kind of like a broken record. I'm sure he'll have some good moments, and they'll lose in the first round of the playoffs. I'm sure they will. Dallas Turner, though, maybe he'll take them to the Super Bowl. Who knows? But Vikings trade up for J.J. McCarthy. So that is like, what, like five or six out of seven or something like that for J.J. McCarthy. The other one is Michael Penix Jr. Oh, yeah, and one was a cornerback. Oh, but still, we still got Michael Penix Jr. at 23, so whatever. I went up with a cornerback somewhere along the line. So we trade up to eight, but we still have the 23rd pick, and we take a defensive lineman in Jerzon Newton. Okay, interesting. Bo Nix goes to the Denver Broncos. Did Penix get picked? He did not. Bo Nix is going to go ahead of Penix, according to these guys? Is he now? Okay, 31st. Okay, he's not included. Got it. Yep, he was not included. Those bastards. How dare they leave out Penix Jr.? That's mean. It's terrible. Like, that's just awful. How can you do that to him? You bastards. The sports bank? Okay, let's look at that one. It's just kind of fun. Vikings stay at 11 and take Jared Verse. Exciting. So we don't trade up. And that means Michael Penix at... No, Bo Nix at 23rd? Okay. Bo Nix at 23rd, huh? Well, I mean, he doesn't have the ACL history. And Penix, again, out of the first round. Bo Nix, huh? Bo Nix at 23rd? Huh. Okay. Yeah. Well, we get our edge in Jared Verse. Florida State, J.J. McCarthy to the Giants. Ugh, that would suck. I'm sorry, that would just feel kind of depressing, actually. I don't think I like that very much. Sports Bank, don't bank with them. Okay, I'm just kidding. Bengals.com, the Cincinnati Bengals mock draft? Nah, touchdown wire. Let's go with that one. 11th, Brock Bowers. Come on, guys, no trade-up? Come on. And Bo Nix. Bo Nix, 23rd overall. Well, I mean, we'd get a better defense. Okay, fine. I think you get the idea. I think I'm taking this too long. Okay, last one. NFL trade rumors. I hope I'm not boring you to death with some of this J.J. McCarthy. If I get straight up to fifth to take J.J. McCarthy. And that's nice. I'm happy about that. I'm not being sarcastic. Michael Penix Jr. to the Raiders. 31st overall. Okay. Okay. Cool. That doesn't make any sense. Oh, yeah, it kind of does. How did the Saints wind up with pick 11? Isn't number 5 the Chargers? Oh, okay, I don't get it. Who knows? It's probably like another trade where the Chargers traded down and get like 19 picks. Rick Spielman must be managing the Chargers. Okay, mock draft simulator, should I do it? Let's try to do it on fast. because, yeah, this is a podcast. This isn't like me sitting by myself playing Nintendo. But we haven't traded up yet. Can I simulate a trade? I don't know, because I don't think McCarthy's going... shoot. Some of these you can trade and sometimes you can't. What's going on? I don't know, maybe I'm not doing this right. Okay, start. Well, that was too fast. Trade offer 11, the chart. I don't get it. What is this? No. That went way too fast. Yeah, maybe I shouldn't have done that, huh? I don't even know who got drafted. What the devil? I don't get it. Okay, I don't know what just happened. Please, God, tell me what just happened. So Dallas Turner's still available? Okay, that's what they're telling me. I don't even see who got drafted the other positions. Michael Penix Jr. at 11? I guess. I don't think I'm too happy with this draft. No. Why would I do that? Third round, sixth round pick? No. These are garbage. Okay, that's enough. No more trade offers, please. Bo Nix is still available. Yeah. Spencer Rattler. No, I don't want a quarterback. Go away. Offensive tackle. Edge rush. Liatu. Okay. So Penix and Liatu. Or Liatu Latu. Okay. That's an A plus at 23rd. So look at it that way. That's a positive. Or Penix, they're saying B plus. I have Michael Penix at 11. People might not be too inspired at the moment, but what do you want me to do about it? Dang it. Spencer Rattler's still there, huh? Well, that's interesting. Okay, I only trade down two spots and get a fifth and a seventh round pick. Oh, yeah. I mean, I think I'll do that. Huh. This can't be right. Okay, multiple fourth round picks just to trade down one spot. Yeah. Well, yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Is it our pick now? Can I finally do something? Spencer Rattler's still there in the fourth round? What's up with that? Gosh, you guys hate Spencer Rattler, huh? Jermaine Burton, I've heard good things about him. Wide receiver, let's go. Let's go, Jermaine. He's an A-plus pick, apparently, according to their rating. 29 to 30. Really, Buffalo? Okay, I'm kind of sick of trading down, though. Yeah, I'm kind of getting sick of trading down. That's a lot, though. Jeez. I don't know. I guess I'll accept it. Buffalo's offering, like, a lot of stuff. Gosh, I keep trading. No, what the hell? Seventh round pick? What are you, crazy? Get out of here. Oh, my God. Enough. Let me take somebody. Tight end, cornerback, DJ James. I'll take him. Okay. No, stop with the trade offers. Just let me draft people, okay? Edge and T, tight end. I already took an edge, another receiver. Okay, let's go with Audric Estime out of Notre Dame, the top running back available at the time. Next year's draft picks, I don't know about that. Let's just go. It's the same players still there? Jeez. Leonard Taylor, defensive line, Miami Hurricanes. Hopefully he's not crazy like a certain offensive lineman we once had. I have like 19. Yeah, this is stupid. I have like 55 picks. Why did I do this? Half of these guys aren't even going to be on the team. You know, they wouldn't be able to make the team. There's no room. But it'd be like the greatest draft ever, right? Linebacker. Okay, let's go with him out of Kentucky. Or Elijah Jones. Trevin Wallace. Well, God, this is obnoxious. The trade offers. But yeah, I'm going to have like 50 players. This is kind of silly. Why do they do that? They over-offered. Jeez, I mean, but I mean, I suppose, yeah, maybe you cut some meh players, I guess. Christian Jones. Okay, Elijah Jones. I'll take another cornerback. What the hell? Seems like you can't have enough of those. A third round pick for next year? Maybe to get rid of some of this, I'll do that. Yeah, I mean, once in a while, it is good to do something like that. Third round pick in 25. Yeah, let's accept. Let's keep accepting some of these. Okay, why not? No, not going to do that. Nope. offensive tackle. Maybe we'll take one. Take that Matt guy. Matt Goncalves. Looks like they love that pick. Jeez, I'm getting a lot of A+. Must be a genius, huh? I know this is kind of long. Curtis Jacobs, linebacker. Let's go with it. Penn State. Picking again right away. It took like 10 seconds. Safety, Ketan Oladipo. All right, let's go with that. Why the heck not? We could use some safety help, I suppose, especially with certain guys getting older and such. And plus, I don't know if we have a whole lot of depth there. Govers, huh? Govers tight end, Brevin Spanford. Okay, let's go for it. Let's go for that tight end. How could these all be A+? I'm not that good, am I? I guess I am. No, I'm not. Edge rushers, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends. Pennies, quarters, nickels, dimes. Cornelius Johnson, Michigan. Let's go for it. Even though we didn't take his quarterback. One more pick. Running back, Tyrone Tracy, Purdue. Jeez, I don't know. Sorry if I'm kind of dragging this out. Jaden Crumity. Let's go with the defensive lineman. B+. Jeez. Well, now they're going to wrap this sucker up. And draft is complete. And do I have an overall grade? Well, nothing below B+. I guess I'm a good drafter then. I'm proud of myself. But I wound up with Michael Penix Jr. That's a B+. Yeah, it was kind of a reach. Yeah, I don't want to do that again. That's too long. Sorry. But, that's kind of where I'm thinking. Obviously, yeah. I mean, you want the Vikings to take a wide receiver and a running back along the way. Linebacker help, defensive line. I mean, kind of all over the place. Kickers, I'm just not a fan of drafting a kicker. If it's a punter or a place kicker, I think it's kind of silly. But, I mean, if you do, you do, I guess. I mean, you know, that's kind of how it goes, I suppose, if you do draft a punter or a place kicker. But do it later in the draft, that type of thing. I mean, you know, like, offensive line is nice. I mean, you should probably look at a guard position, possibly. Some guard depth. Because, I mean, you have one guy for sure, Ingram, and you don't even have the other guy coming back yet. So, the other guy from the Broncos coming back yet. So, I'm not sure what to make of that one. So, it's tough to say at the end of the day what the possibilities are when it comes to the offensive line with the Vikings. You have Bradbury. You have Ingram, who is adequate, I guess, at best. Your tackles should be okay as long as they're healthy. Darrisaw and O'Neal, who have run into the injury bug a bit. The guard positions are definitely shaky. So, of course, I didn't take any stupid guards, which is annoying. But it is what it is when it comes to that. So I would probably definitely look at a guard. At least one running back, at least one receiver. Linebackers. I mean, drafts always are filled with linebackers. You take usually one or two of those at least every draft, especially if you have a bunch of picks. Because, you know, special teams and such. And maybe one or those special team linebackers could end up becoming a legitimate linebacker to be playing on regular, you know, like in regular snaps as well. So that's kind of a thought process. Obviously, just depth. After you get your franchise quarterback, you hope you're going to draft for depth and eventually, hopefully, future starters along the way, be it whatever it is. Or like a third/fourth receiver along the way that can help. But, I mean, again, obviously depth and hopefully future starters at those defensive positions. Especially in the earlier part, you're hoping to have an eventual starter at least. Again, if you take a defensive player with like your second or third pick in the draft, be it a second, third, fourth round player, that type of thing. So, but at least one running back should be taken. Yes, you have Aaron Jones, but he's getting older. Ty Chandler definitely is a talent, but you know he's not a guarantee, you know star running back for your team. So at the very least, having like some kind of a depth guy to go along, and who knows, we'll see what happens. Maybe you're going to be competing with Dwayne McBride as well, who definitely didn't impress too many people so far, but he was a 7th round pick, so he might be fighting for a job unfortunately next year. But again, that's sports. I mean, guys have to compete, I guess, and you have to, and may the best man win. That's kind of how things go with that. So my official endorsement for this show yes, it might be exciting for some. It might be boring for others. I will go with J.J. McCarthy. J.J. McCarthy is my endorsement for the Minnesota Vikings. Last year, I endorsed Jordan Addison, and wow, he was actually taken by the Vikings, and even more of a wow, he was actually the right pick at the position. It took a minute to notice it, but it was a very short minute. Yes, he made a dumb decision early on before you really got to see him do anything on the field, but then once that faded away and Jordan Addison got to start to practice with the team and start to display his skills in a training camp, everybody was like, oh my. He was like, oh my, this guy's legit. He's going to be really good. He is going to be really, really good. And then it took about 5 seconds to notice that, yeah, this guy is really, really good, Jordan Addison. So I'm very proud of saying that I could endorse that pick last year. That felt like $1 million to be able to do that. And the last time I was right about the pick, that the Vikings took the guy and he's the guy and this and that, was a guy named Justin Jefferson. I'm still insanely proud about that. I mean, I've missed and missed and missed and missed so many times, but to nail those two guys, it felt like $1 million. So we'll see if I nail it here with J.J. McCarthy. I hope so. No. I mean, I remember the wide receiver we took years ago. I forgot his name now. What was it, like 2016-ish? Just a disaster of a pick. Oh, man. I think it was 2016. If I remember correctly, and I didn't endorse him, I didn't mention him, but I mean, I remember thinking like, huh, they kind of reached. Let me look up. I think it's, I want to see the draftees. Show him. I'm seeing black. Yeah, Treadwell. Oh my God, Treadwell. He couldn't catch a cold. But Mackenzie Alexander, and I was huge on him. And man, that was an awful draft. Except for David Morgan. I like David Morgan a lot. Jaron Kearse actually was surprisingly good, too. Jaron Kearse could actually play. David Morgan was pretty good, How's he doing now? Morris Boehringer, that was a waste. The only 135 yards in his whole career? So he never played an actual game after leaving the Vikings? Well, maybe he's on a team, but no number. It's just kind of like inactive. Well, that's depressing. I like David Morgan, man. Now he's 30 years old already. That's freaking depressing. Jaron Kearse, isn't he? Jaron Kearse, he was pretty impressive, actually. Still in the NFL with the Dallas Cowboys last year, but he played all 16 games with the Cowboys. Yep, he's a pretty good pick, and he's a 7th-round pick safety. Boehringer didn't come close. Man, it's been that long, huh? Willie Beavers was cut outright, and he was a 4th-round pick. A cut outright, and he was a 4th-round pick. Are you kidding me? He played 2 games in the NFL, and I don't think they were with us because he got cut. I forget if we reacquired him. Kentrell Brothers, I don't remember him doing anything much. Mackenzie Alexander was good at times, and he could do that corner blitz and such. He had moments, but I don't know. Didn't he kind of have an attitude, too? Yeah, and he was disappointing with the Cowboys and all that. After coming back from... See, Mackenzie Alexander took a few years for him to emerge. And then he looked promising. And then next thing you know, it's like, I don't know, yeah, he left for Cincinnati. He was not too good there. Came back to Minnesota and was not too good here. So, whatever. And then he went to the Cowboys and did nothing. And he's not in the league, I guess. Depressing, huh? That was an awful draft. Like, Treadwell has hung on, hasn't he? Yeah, he did play last year with the Baltimore Ravens, 5 games, 1 catch. He had 33 catches for the Jags. That was his best season. 434 yards and a touchdown. But again, that's like a third or fourth, basically a fourth receiver at best. And he dropped so many freaking passes. Some of them were just wide open. So freaking, he wasn't a good draft pick, bottom line. I mean, sorry, he just wasn't a good draft pick. 2016 sucked, and years like that are why a guy like Spielman might not have lasted too long. It's amazing how much longer he did last, though, after that. Jeez, man, that was bad. Laquon Treadwell. I think, me and Sebastian were on the show that year and thinking, that was a reach. And then, Sebastian, occasional guest on the show, Sebastian Barden, 1 in a million chance he's even listening. I don't think he listens to podcasts. I hardly ever hear from him anymore, but it's amazing how many people come and go. It's actually really sad, actually. Like, they're your friend, and then next thing you know, you don't hear from them anymore. You just don't. Or you still hear from them sometimes, but they stopped listening to your show, you find out about 5 years ago, and you're like, well, that's nice, thanks. Jeez. So, unfortunately, that's just the reality of life. People come, people go, but I'm not going anywhere. I'm here. I'm still here. You want to be my friend? Yeah, kind of like that. You want to be my friend? That type of thing. Well, hopefully we'll all have more friends with J.J. McCarthy as our quarterback, as he can hopefully take us to the Super Bowl someday and win a championship. It'd be about time. It's only been, you know, forever since we've won a Super Bowl. We've never won one here. And it'd be great to get a guy that could hopefully get us there, be it J.J. McCarthy, Drake May. I mean, we could only dream, right? We could always dream. And hopefully this is the year where the Vikings take the franchise quarterback that finally puts us in position to be able to call ourselves Super Bowl champions. I mean, that's what we're here for. Go ahead and say, oh, you know, if that's all you care about. Yeah, it is, actually. Though I do enjoy watching the game. I enjoy the seasons, this and that, and the memories that last a lifetime. But it would be nice to, you know, it'd be nice to finally be able to, you know, complete that, complete those memories, complete everything with that championship. Finally feel complete. People that want to say, oh, you know, that would screw everything up now. Now we're not the lovable losers anymore. I don't want to be a lovable loser. I want to be a Super Bowl champion. Oh, the Cubs lost their identity. No, they didn't. They suck now. The Cubs haven't been good pretty much since they won the World Series. They're back to being lovable losers. But they also ended the heartbreak. Why the hell not end the heartbreak? Why the hell not? I don't want to be the team that, okay, NFC title game, here we go. And then either like you get, you know, it's one of two things. You get blown to bits, 41-0 or 38-7 or whatever the heck. Or, you know, there's this devastating drop at the goal line, you know, or it was like slightly, it was kind of thrown low and it wasn't caught by Darren Nelson, 87. The miss, you know, Robert Smith stepping out of bounds at a crucial point that stopped the clock. And then ultimately Gary Anderson missing a field goal that would have put the Vikings up by 10, which would have been too much for Atlanta to catch up in because of the whole possession type of deal. Or getting blown to bits versus the Giants. Or insanely heartbreaking with five bleeping fumbles in the same game when we basically, outside of that, Mrs. Lincoln, we kicked the Saints' butts. But when you turn the ball over five bleeping times in the game, you know, whatever. You can you can play the game of your life and still lose because of being stupid idiots with the fumbles. And then ultimately Brett Favre's awful interception that made us all feel like crap forever. And then again getting blown out by the Eagles, yep, years later. So, yeah, it's time to end that nonsense. It's time to feel like, okay, we finally beat the Eagles, we finally beat whoever to get back to the Super Bowl, and then we finish the job. I'd much rather have that feeling than, oh, how are the Vikings going to do this time? Are they going to get blown out, or are they going to choke on the last play of the game? You know, I don't want to think that anymore. I want to think of the Vikings took care of business and are world champions. And that's what we want most with our future, with the starting quarterback and the talent around him as well. So with that, we'll take a quick break and hear what you have to say in Fan Interaction. We are back here on Purple Mafia segment number 2, in this case fan interaction segment, because we're, you know, off-season shows and such, and it's not State of the Vikings, so 2 segments and such. We're going to open up with the Twitter account, or X, I know I've said it about 50 times, there's 2 different kinds, at Purple Mafia show. It's been on Twitter or X since 2010, so it's an oldie but a goodie, I'd like to believe. Please do give it a follow. I could use some love. It's been through some ups and downs over the years. Danae Brown retweeted the most recent episode, Purple Mafia, episode 426, Free Agency 2024. Of course, this is the NFL Draft Preview 2024, episode 427, as you'll notice. Malcolm out of California also retweeted the most recent episode. Yep, so I want to thank both of you so much for the retweets. It is massively appreciated. Dead serious with that. The Vikings agreed to terms to with Shaq Griffin since the most recent episode. That was according to Kevin Seaver. Shaquille O'Griffin. No, it's Shaq Griffin. And, well, see how that turns out. So obviously kind of a depth move, but also can he's had some good moments. He's been a piece historically. I was going to look at some of his numbers and such. I'm going to still head over there, and I apologize. So just kind of on the fly here. Was like, oh, yeah, let's look at him. Doggone it. Shaquille Griffin. This was back on March, right after the last episode. Josh Dobbs, I'm going to get back to that in a second as well. Shaq Griffin was pretty good at the Seattle Seahawks. He was a third-round pick by the Seahawks in 2017. Since then, he's been with Jacksonville. He had 4 years with the Seahawks, by the way. 2 years at Jacksonville, and then one with Carolina and Houston. It was a Carolina and Houston type of deal last year. Most of his time was with the Texans, so another Houston Texans. He's got 7 career interceptions, including 3 in 2020. Not bad. Obviously has his moments, ups and downs. He had 12 pass deflections in 2020. He had 13 pass deflections in 2019. He had 15 pass deflections as a rookie. So pretty impressive overall. Look at this as a depth move. At least at the moment, he is 20. Well, he will be 29. He's 28 years old. 29 on July 20th. So by the time the season is starting and all of that. Trying to think of where he might wind up when you look at the depth chart and such. But I see him more as a depth guy at the end of the day. Yeah, behind Byron Murphy Jr. on the right cornerback side. So that's more than likely where we're heading. But he's still a nice addition, which might say maybe I shouldn't have been looking so much at cornerback when it comes to the draft. But yeah, obviously if the Vikings take a cornerback in the first round, I think everybody will be pissed off at that stage, and myself included. You got to go quarterback. Yeah, you're getting it wrong here. Come on now, guys. Please. Okay. Anyhow, you get the point. Dave Hickey coming in out of Iowa. I think Darnold will actually not be as bad as his career stats show. He was on terrible teams. Yeah, like the Jets. Holy cow. Remember, as a rookie, he threw a ton of interceptions. But he was on terrible teams until last year when he was capable. Yeah, and then, of course, you know, he was on the 49ers, but, you know, they didn't play him at all because of, well, you know, they just they have their starter. Dobbs had had 1.5 good games that showed what he's like when you have to play a structured system. Not good. Yeah, he was an absolute bleeping mess. Speaking of Josh Dobbs, I do believe he went to the 49ers of all teams. So it's kind of like Darnold and Dobbs kind of trading places. How adorable. At the end of the day, Josh Dobbs, free agency. Okay, he declared free agency, but he did sign with the 49ers. Yeah, so we'll see where he winds up at the end of the day. Probably more likely a third stringer. He's not going to get playing time with the 49ers. And if he does, their season's over, basically. Well, unless it's for like a game or two. But if he's seeing significant time, they're pretty much screwed. KJ Osborne. Did I talk about this earlier? I don't think I did. So, yes, he wound up signing with the New England Patriots. So good luck to KJ Osborne. He's probably going to be the number one receiver for now, depending on how things go in the draft. So he'll get some good numbers and such. That's definitely a fact. Ole Udo declared as a free agent, and he is with the New Orleans Saints. So that's another change since the last episode. I should have talked about this earlier. I do apologize. The Vikings did sign Jahid Ward. So, that was since the last episode with the New York Giants last year with 5 sacks. And he's a linebacker. So a little bit of pass rush again. That's nice. Not a ton of tackles, but 5 sacks. So probably more of a specialist kind of a guy at the end of the day. Maybe some special teams as well. Because linebackers usually get a lot of sacks. But we'll see how things go. Kamu Grugier Hill also signed, a linebacker free agent coming to the Minnesota Vikings. It came from the Carolina Panthers. Again, a linebacker. Again, depth move, this and that. 1 sack. 28 total solo tackles last year. 51 total. Not bad numbers or anything, but yeah. And he also had a connection with the Texans in the past. Seems like everybody played for the Houston Texans at some point that's coming to the Vikings this year. Jonah Williams, defensive end, also acquired, pardon me, 2 sacks last season. Again, more of a depth move again, coming in from the Los Angeles Rams. Not the Los Angeles Chargers, but this is the Rams. So, yes, a couple of sacks. Again, depth move. Did have 49 total tackles, though, so definitely a piece out there. So more of just a general defensive end, maybe not necessarily a pass-rushing defensive end, but a defensive end, if you know what I'm saying. Because 49 tackles is something. Again, a depth move, but he'll be a piece, and maybe he'll be valuable. I do believe Schlotterman left at some point. New York Giants. Yep, Austin Schlotterman. You don't get stats with offensive linemen unless it's like, what do they call that stuff? Analytics, basically. So yeah, a lot of guys leaving and some other guys coming in. Good luck to all involved at the end of the day. Continuing, sorry, Kev's hobbies. So this would be about Jaden Daniels, the whole conversation of report. Jaden Daniels says he'd love to play for the Vikings. Yep, so gotta like that. Kev's hobbies says they all would love to play with the Vikings or any team that drafts them. Yeah, I appreciate the I appreciate the poo-poo there. I'm sure. Yeah, I know. Dave Hickey continues again, says, not sure what that means. JD is electric. That'd be Daniels. Yep. But I'm worried he is too frail. LOL. The last quarterback we had with skinny legs didn't last too long. Yeah. And again, yeah, this guy, yeah, he is more of a runner than anything else. Extremely athletic and everything, him being Jaden Daniels, not to be confused with Jaden McDaniels. So speaking of Jaden Daniels, Skull State of Mind wants the Vikings to wind up with him. I did put out a poll. Maybe it was too recent. I should have put it out earlier to generate more votes, but probably have enough in to have a pretty good idea where the fans are thinking. So I'm personally on the J.J. McCarthy bandwagon at the moment. I am very intrigued by Drake May, but I am on the J.J. McCarthy bandwagon at the moment. That's why I officially endorsed with the 2024 Minnesota Vikings NFL draft coming up. So who will the Vikings top pick be this year? Who will be the Minnesota Vikings top pick this year? J.J. McCarthy, Drake May, Michael Penix, or other, please comment. So, first place, Drake May, 64%. 64% in a landslide. My guy, J.J. McCarthy, 20%, coming in second. Michael Penix, I should have put junior, but I think you know who that is. 12%, third, and other, please comment. That was Daniels. Okay. So, yep, that'd be if the Vikings are... Again, you're trading up pretty high, or Daniel slips to like four or something crazy like that, three or four, which we'll see. Anything can happen, but odds are NFL drafts and every draft can be pretty boring sometimes at the beginning, and then occasionally then the weird stuff starts happening around five or six, usually. The first few picks, it's just like, yeah, it's like a scrap. Okay, Williams, yeah, Daniels, yeah, May, yeah. Okay, fourth, okay, the receiver, and then fifth, Vikings trade up with, you know, Chargers, and they select J.J. McCarthy. That's probably what I'm thinking is going to happen. That's just my little draft prediction for the first five picks. After that, Shaquille O'Neal. I don't know. I'm just kidding. But that's the Twitter for now. Fan interaction going into Facebook. No comments on the most recent episode where I put free agency. I'm glad I got it up there. I was wondering if I even got it up there. Another departure, Alexander Mattison. I'm sure we're all really heartbroken about it. Agrees to a contract after Josh Jacobs' exit. So from the Packers, Josh Jacobs goes to the Packers, and Alexander Mattison goes to the Las Vegas Raiders. So, all right, did I call him Las Vegas? I did call him Las Vegas. The Las Vegas Raiders, that's correct. It just came right out of my mouth, and it was actually correct. Good job, Joey. Alexander Mattison, I'm so used to saying Oakland. And, of course, many years ago it was Los Angeles, and it was many, many, many years ago it was Oakland, the original. The original Autumn Wind was a Raider coming from Oakland when they were winning Super Bowls. Okay, they won one as a L.A. team in 83 with Marcus Allen, O.J. Simpson's friend. And yes, O.J. Simpson did pass away this past week. I did a pretty in-depth episode about the O.J. case and some interesting conversation about William Deere, Bill Deere, a private investigator, who brings up a very interesting possible scenario. Going into, very interesting possible scenario regarding OJ and all that. So, regarding, not necessarily OJ, but who else may have committed the murders. That's on the Freedom of Thought podcast, if you're interested. You don't have to be interested, but if you are, yeah. So, again, God rest OJ's soul, regardless of how others may feel about him. The Josh Dobbs acquisition to the 49ers. Leland out of Iowa says, we've seen his skills, but are unrefined at best. Yep, agree. He's skilled, but unrefined at best, yes. Next, What was I saying? The Vikings signed Shaq Griffin, and no comment there. No comment. Greg Joseph is signed with the Green Bay Packers. Yay. So he's going to be in competition for the job there. We'll see what happens. Kind of funny. Vikings' new kicker is, well, it's probably a competition, maybe a draft pick and all of that. But who is the potential kicker anyway? Specialists and such. The current kicker might be Romo, and it's not, it's John Parker Romo, born in 97, the good old Jays, 5'11", 188 out of Virginia Tech. Did he kick at all in the NFL? No, he didn't, but he did kick in the XFL, coming in out of Virginia Tech. So, see how it does coming from Virginia. I don't know if he's even from there, but we'll find out when the time comes. Josh Parker Romo. Yeah, no. No relation to the former Cowboys quarterback. At least, I don't think so. He's too busy making bajillions of dollars, sounding a little bit weird, and hanging out in Corona commercials and such at times. Corona. You know, Corona, like Cinco de Mayo coming up. That Corona. Where am I going now? From Virginia Tech back to Minneapolis, I guess. Golden Valley, to be exact. Mr. Crypto himself. Mr. Cryptic. Not crypto, but cryptic. If he's into cryptocurrency, I wouldn't know. Texans trading for Stephon Diggs. Yep, Stephon Diggs with his cryptic messages on special social media, mostly X or Twitter. You know, making a dingle hopper of himself, like always. Extremely talented, but he let the Bills down in the postseason, and I think they've had enough of the nonsense anyway. It's too bad, because what an awesome football team they were. What an awesome opportunity they had, but what a spectacular waste at the end of the day when it comes to opportunity. Buffalo Bills should have probably got one Super Bowl during the Stephon Diggs era, and they did not. They just didn't. They ran into the stupid Chiefs more than once, and they freaking choked. I hate the Chiefs so much. Probably more than I should, Yeah, can't stand him. Tanae Brown says, Tanae Brown out of New Zealand says, massive dead cap hit for the Bills. Dead cap hit, yep. Says a lot about Diggs as a person, considering how good he is on the field. Yeah, he made it. I don't know. It's always something, you know. Like, well, he's going to be with the young, outstanding rookie of the year quarterback in Houston. So, we'll see. That team could go to the Super Bowl. Some people honestly believe that. The Merrill Hodge meme or whatever from AthlonSports.com. Drake May is the kind of player that will get you fired. Merrill Hodge and Drake May. So we'll see. He's thinking he's Ryan Leaf, basically, without using the term. Jaden Daniels will love a play for the Vikings. No comment. And unfortunately, that's the end of the conversation at the moment. I would like to try my best to keep things, fairly active as we head into the draft. Don't expect any live video or anything, but maybe something after that first round, like last year when I was like, oh my God, we passed on the quarterback, but we did take my guy Jordan Addison. So, yeah, I had a short little video. It was like Facebook Live, and you know how the videos stay on there and all that. And unfortunately, I don't know if that video got me kicked off of Facebook. No, it couldn't have. I didn't say anything bad. I don't know what the reasoning was. I still have no idea what happened, other than just some kind of weird shadow banning. I don't know. I still don't know what happened to the previous Facebook page. But I am capable of streaming live and on YouTube now as well. So we shall see if that comes to fruition. I'm not big on live stuff necessarily, live video stuff. I'm not big on that. But occasionally, depending on the excitement, if it's a big moment, and obviously if like Vikings win the Super Bowl or something, you can darn bet I'm going to go live for that. Because, I mean, that's once in a lifetime. So at this stage, once in multiple lifetimes, unfortunately. Okay, everybody's wearing 42. It's like Jackie Robinson Day. I'm seeing that in the background. Jackie Robinson recognition. Yep, baseball. Cleveland Guardians versus the Boston Red Sox. They're playing in Boston. Yep. Isn't that something, right? And they're all wearing Jackie Robinson. I'm like, wait a minute, number 42, isn't that Oh, okay, yeah, everybody's wearing it. Got it. Jackie Robinson, God bless Jackie Robinson. Moment of silence for him. God bless Jackie Robinson. So, with that, I don't know. I think I left kind of like my feelings on what the Vikings need to do this this draft. It needs to be a quarterback. It absolutely needs to be a quarterback and can help us hopefully achieve the ultimate goal of winning a Super Bowl, because, I mean, we're starved for championships here in Minnesota, not just for that purpose, but, you know, the franchise itself, the fan base, they've been through enough heartache. I probably should have ended the show with the conversation I had at the end of the last segment. I should have saved that for now, but you get the idea. Again, you finally get to the NFC title game again, and it either ends in a heartbreak or a blowout, one thing or another, and it's freaking stupid how things have happened when it comes to the NFC title game for the Vikings. Either way, it's depressing and it sucks. It's time to end the drought. It's time to get the quarterback that can get us over that hump, not only to get to the Super Bowl, but to win it. I don't want to be like, well, at least we made it, but we lost. You know, we get beat by the hated, awful Chiefs. That would be depressing beyond belief, especially if you pretty much had it won, and then at the last minute, Mahomes with his heroics and the whole world has to call him the GOAT. Stop. Stop with the GOAT talk. Please stop. Stop. He's not even 30. Like, slow down. Jeez. Brady won 7 Super Bowls. 7. Okay? Can we slow down with the GOAT talk just a little bit? Please. You could project what you want and think, oh, he's going to be better. Well, you don't know that. You don't know what tomorrow holds. You don't. So, he might go out there and throw 30 interceptions this year. We don't know. We don't know. Some defensive coordinator genius might find a tell that bleeps him up. You just never know. Might find a tell in his game. And frankly, I hope they do, because I'm sick of the Chiefs. I hope somebody does find it and, you know, turns him into a mistake-prone son of a gun. That'd be great. I'd love it. I don't want him to get hurt or anything like that. No, but mistake-prone. I'd rather see people beat them fair and square. It's a lot better that way. With that said, again, thank you so much for listening. Time for that quarterback to come and be the future for this Minnesota Vikings. And is it Drake May? Is it J.J. McCarthy? Jaden Daniels? Bo Nix. Michael Penix. Well, if it's Bo Nix, I mean, and they love him, well, we'll see. We'll see. Even Rattler. I doubt it. It's going to be Bo Nix or Rattler, but I guess you never know. Again, I endorse J.J. McCarthy as the pick. I've said it about 50 times. With that said, have yourself a wonderful week or two here. We'll be back to talk about the draft a week or a few days to a week or two maximum afterward. It probably won't be too far afterward. I want to keep it fairly fresh, and I really enjoy doing those draft reviews, because then you know who we have, and we can look at the exact player who's going to play for the Vikings rather than, oh, I hope he gets here. I hope this is the guy, you know. Now, this is the guy, whether we like it or not, and now we can talk about the guy and how he fits in. So, that'll be the next episode. Until then, take care and happy draft.